We're joined now by Dave Hill, a fine writer, a native of Hot Springs, Arkansas, and his first book is The Vapors, A Southern Family, The New York Mob, and the Rise and Fall of Hot Springs, America's Forgotten Capital of Vice. And good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Jim.
Nice to talk with you.
Well, likewise.
It's apparent you have great affinity for your place of birth. Hot Springs, I spent a decade of my youth in Little Rock and went to Hot Springs many times, still go there. And it remains a vibrant city, but not what it used to be. At the time, as you note in the Vapors, it rivaled Las Vegas, didn't it?
Yeah, it did rival Las Vegas. And I think the story I tell in the book is that for at least a brief moment, it could have been Las Vegas if not for some of the events that I depict that happened in the book that I think gave Las Vegas the edge over Hot Springs in this sort of gambling arms race.
And it is the hometown of Bill Clinton. He was born in Hope, but in the early 1950s, his mother moved him to Hot Springs, and they lived right down the street from the Vapors.
Yeah, he grew up in Hot Springs from, I think, around the age of six. And he graduated from Hot Springs High School. And so he's very much a product of Hot Springs. And he graduated in Hot Springs. I mean, he was there for all of the, you know, freewheeling wild gambling days. So he was he had a front row seat to Hot Springs' tenure as America's Sin City.
And appropriately, the Vapors, which was the center of the universe in Hot Springs and where all the big name entertainers would come. In fact, before we get to what I was going to say, I think Tony Bennett, first time he ever sang I Left My Heart in San Francisco, it was at the Vapors in Hot Springs.
That's the story. Yep. It's a bit apocryphal, but it's that's the story that's been told, is that he wrote it there at the Vapors, didn't perform it for a live audience, but wrote it there and practiced it there before he debuted it, I think, in Reno.
Well, it's a town that is part of the Bible Belt, and so we would have Baptist churches and gambling operations in very close proximity, and appropriately, the Vapors is now a church. But go ahead, David.
It was a church when I was living there. It's now been sold to a group who wanted to turn it back into a music venue, but COVID had other plans for it.
David Hill's book is The Vapors. Now, gambling was going on there. But it was kind of like pot was going on in Amsterdam. Technically illegal, but with a wink and a nod, it was going on, and it was a haven for organized crime members, many of whom were from Chicago, and they would spend their winters in Hot Springs. How was this done with the complicity of all the law enforcement people and the government of the great state of Arkansas?
Well, money makes the world go around, and, it was done through everybody getting their piece of the pie. I mean, and this involved every elected official in Hot Springs and in Garland County, from the mayor to the dog catcher and law enforcement as well. The only other person that really needed to be a part of it was the governor, because the governor controlled the state police. And so that was the hard part. Every couple of years in Arkansas was getting the governors on board. But there are a lot of governors in Arkansas that received bags of money from the gamblers in Hot Springs to essentially not send in the state police.
Well, one of those purportedly was Orville Faubus, who was governor for 12 years. And when I was a kid, and it included the very end of Faubus' reign from 1955 to 67, the governor was earning $10,000 a year, and Faubus retired to vast wealth when he left the office. But the new governor, he didn't need to be on the take. His name was Winthrop Rockefeller, one of the richest persons in the United States of America, who fell in love with Arkansas, moved there from New York, and in 1966 won the governor's office in the great state of Arkansas, and he took on organized crime in Hot Springs. Did he do a good thing or a bad thing by shutting it down?
Well, that's a good question you ask, and I think that it's hard to answer it since we don't know what would have happened. I think what I've said often is that he probably did a bad thing, because if they had legalized gambling in Arkansas right when he took office and they passed the bill that he ended up vetoing, it's likely that a lot of the Teamster Central States pension fund money that was used to build Las Vegas into what we know it as today would have been spent in Hot Springs, and there's evidence of that. I mean, they had already invested in a couple of hotels that were being constructed at that time in Hot Springs in anticipation of legalizing gambling. And so it's likely that, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars could have flowed into the city to build it up into what ended up being Las Vegas.
And within a decade, Arkansas had some other talented governors who succeeded Rockefeller, Dale Bumpers, David Pryor, Bill Clinton. They didn't really have the stomach to go there either. Why not?
Well, at that point, I think that, you know, the voters of Arkansas had rejected gambling a number of times already. The bill that was put before Rockefeller was not, it was one that was passed by the legislature and you know, it, by some accounts was, you know, bought and paid for by paying a lot of these guys off to vote for it. So it was considered among the, you know, the state population of Arkansas to be a pretty unpopular proposition would not have been easy for a governor to get elected if they supported gambling. Now, in Hot Springs and in Garland County, it was incredibly popular, as you probably guessed.
Right.
But out in the state at large, it was, you know, there was a they weren't as excited about having a sin city in the middle of the Bible Belt.
The book is The Vapors, A Southern Family, The New New York Mob, and the Rise and Fall of Hot Springs, America's Forgotten Capital of Vice. The New York Times, in its review of David Hill's book, says it exceeded Las Vegas at one point. And we'll talk with David, I hope, sometime down the line. Signature support from Talk Louisiana's from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Stay tuned.